Iran's not earning any points right now in the area of human rights. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's an uphill battle for persecuted Christians in the Islamic Republic, but we've got good news today from a local ministry partner. And then, can you guess how many pastors around the world don't have any formal training? Well, we'll tell you in just a moment. But fleshing out the first story today, Iranian officials have arrested one of the nation's top human rights defenders, raising alarm from watchdog groups like Amnesty International. Now this, on the heels of criticism from the U.S. State Department regarding Iran's gross religious freedom violations. But it's nothing new for Iran, says Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton. Nonetheless, hope remains.
Even as you see things in the world that maybe aren't going how you think they should or how you wish they would, God can still work and bring good out of that. And I think that the church in Iran is just an amazing example of that. God is working his plan regardless of what humanity is doing.
Christians count for less than 1% of Iran's population. Even so, their number is growing as more Muslims encounter the gospel. According to Nettleton, Iranian believers call the Ayatollah Khomeini the greatest Christian missionary in the history of Iran. Why? He led Iran's Islamic Revolution in 1979.
By saying that we're going to do everything right according to the Quran, right just as if Muhammad was here and running things himself, that's how we're going to make our decisions. They have really set the stage for this hunger for the gospel.
Pray this hunger will cause Iranians to seek truth and find answers in scripture, and pray for a boldness that only God can provide. Next, in a country where religion is such a part of someone's identity that it's marked on everyone's ID cards, Pierre Hosni and Horizons International are training Christian leaders. Just last week, they finished teaching 130 students on how to engage Muslims with the gospel in Lebanon.
The way that we are engaging Islam is through engaging Muslims one at a time. So our training curriculum has been built to help us, to help believers to understand who Muslims are, what they believe, and how we can practically begin sharing the gospel with them.
Though they faced pushback from Muslims and Christians alike, Horizons is tearing down walls.
One thing that really needs to change in the Middle Eastern mentality, and it's starting to change, is that faith in God is something that is personal as well as communal. But the community should be made up of people that have the same convictions.
But in the end, it all comes down to what God is doing in Lebanon.
It's not just about learning something, hypothetically or theoretically in a classroom. It's actually learning it and seeing the power of God to change hearts right before our eyes.
Pray for the newly trained leaders as they take the hope of Christ to the Muslim world. And globally, as many as 85% of evangelical churches are led by pastors who have no formal training. World Mission is working to change that statistic by providing leadership training around the world. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
We empower nationals to go through trainings so they can reach these tribes that haven't heard the gospel. There's strategic places in the world that World Mission is investing resources so that these national leaders can get training so that they can go accomplish what Jesus told us, which is go make disciples.
These leaders face risks and persecution, and sometimes even from the people they're working with, but they're passionate about sharing the truth. World Mission equips leaders with their solar-powered audio Bible called The Treasure to help them establish listening groups. And Kelly says leaders are
multiplying their influence by leaving a treasure behind. And many of these listening groups will sit there for 2, 3, 4, in some cases 6 and 7 hours at a time, just listening and absorbing the Word of God. And the goal with that is to see a church be established.
Would you join me in praying for these 5 million pastors in the 1040 window who don't have access to biblical training? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.